the alley with long, tall Sally. Take her up on a mountain to a sudden valley. Roll over, Beethoven, till your face turn blue. Take a hand with Speedo with the blue suede too. Make a miles of the ride of Maybelline. That's how you follow the rock. Ride around the clock on a low pound. Take a flat top hit and sit around. Make a band of gold from a hollow stone. Get stranded in the jungle, ride a soul home. Find out why fools fall in love. That's how you follow the rock. And go a thousand miles away in the blueberry hill. Do a rock and roll waltz on the windowsill. Money doll, find 99 ways to make a your call. Get a teenage crush on Mary Ann. Now don't be crude, best you can. Rock around your baby, never, never stop. That's how you follow the rock.
Bay Bops, Follow the Rock, 1958, a song that didn't chart, but a real fun song. Probably got some airplay somewhere on the Coral label, a label out of New York. And a real good sound by that bunch, the Bay Bops, Follow the Rock. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And getting us started on the next set, it's going to be Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, Steppenwolf. And then the Sparkle Tones, Joe Bennett and his Sparkle Tones. So let's go right now with the Rob Roys, Norman Fox, and Tell Me Why.
Tell me why. Why the stars in the sky, well, they're the same kind of stars that I see in your eyes. I love you, yes I do. Oh, won't you tell me why?
Wah, wah, ooh, chop, chop.
Tell me why, tell me why. Why my heart skips a beat every time that you're near, every time that we meet. I love you, yes, I do.
Tell me
Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones. That song came out in late 57 on into 58 when it charted. Went up to number 42 on the pop charts. And earlier that had a song called Black Slacks that went up to number 17 on the pop charts in 57. And a group that came out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. When they first formed in 56, they were between the ages of 13 and 16. So you're hearing a group here that was probably between the ages of 14 to 17 or so when they were having their hits. So young guys. And Joe Bennett, by the way, went on to serve in the U.S. Air Force and served in Vietnam, and unfortunately came down with some effects from Agent Orange and died about, 2015, I believe it was, with some complications from Parkinson's and other things. So, but anyway, Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones, Penny Loafers and Bobby Sox. Rock Me before that, Steppenwolf, 1969, went to number 10 on the pop charts. John Kay leading the group there, and a good sound by them. Later on, they had a guy that played bass for them that came out of the state of Alabama. His name slips my mind right now, I'm sorry. But he played with them, of course, it was after their first two big hits, but I think he was on this one here. I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, he played with them a good while there. So, and that name, Steppenwolf, by the way, came from a 1927 novel written by Herman Hesse called Steppenwolf. So, and before that, Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, Tell Me Why, 1957. It didn't chart, but, you know, Rob Roys, they did some really good sounding music. I liked it a lot. That one was on the Backbeat label, which if you're out looking at records and you see Backbeat, at least pick it up and play it, because they put out some really good stuff. Okay, the Dimensions are going to get us started, then the Radiance, and then the Grassroots. So let's go right now with the Dimensions and My Foolish Heart.
The scene is set for dreaming, love's knocking at my door, but oh my heart, I'm reluctant to stop, for we've been fooled before.
The night is like a lovely dream.
Fade and fall apart.
Midnight Confession, The Grassroots, 1968. Group that went up to number, that song went up to number 5 on the pop charts for them. Formed out in Los Angeles, California. They had 24 hits between the year of 65 and 75. Real good group. That was one of the first big-time groups I ever saw in concert, to tell you the truth. It was either late 70 or early 71. I don't remember exactly right offhand, but they came to where I was going to college and did a performance, and really enjoyed seeing those guys. The Radiance before that, Hold On, 1968. Went up to number 68 on the pop charts, 35 on the R&B. Group that came out of Chicago. And they had 6 charted hits, so good song by them. Good soulful sounds. The Dimensions before that, some good group harmony by that group. My Foolish Heart, 1963. Only made it to number 95 in the country, so could be something you may not have heard. And those songs that low on the chart didn't get airplay everywhere, but they did chart one. So white doo-wop group out of the Bronx. And they had one other hit, 1960, Over the Rainbow, their version of that one. And they took that one up to number 16, though. So they hung around a good while. Okay, Rainy Days are going to get us started. And then the Escorts, and then Little Junior Parker in the next set. So right now we got one from 1967, Rainy Days, doing a song called That Acapulco Gold.
Me and Martha took a honeymoon, wow. Below the border beneath the silvery moon, wow. She was 18 and I was 22. Now we're just doing what the young folks do. We're going south to get that Acapulco gold. Ain't nothing it can't fix. Old dogs can learn new tricks. When the streets are lined with bricks,
Talking sweet talk to me. I said, look here, baby, let me tell you something. Yeah, I want a round bar. I want a round bar. Tell them break them down. Well, I rambled last night, all night before. And round some more. I want a round bar. I want a round bar. Never break it down. I came in the other night about dinner time. You had been lunch with rum, whiskey, and wine. But I told you, baby, just the other day, that we'd never make it unless you change your way. Now look here. Yeah, I want a round bar. I want a round bar. Let me break it down. We'll be right back.
Parker, I Want to Ramble, 1955, a song that didn't chart, but he came out on the Duke label. He did all his stuff, mostly on Duke, real good stuff he did. You know, he wrote the song Mystery Train and recorded it in 53, and of course Elvis did it on that Sun label, one of his five Sun labels that he did, Mystery Train. But that was written by Little Junior Parker, a guy that came out of West Memphis, Arkansas. Little Junior Parker and the Blue Flames. They were formed in 1951. I Want to Ramble. Gloria before that by The Escorts, 1962, off the Coral label. It was another one of those Coral labels. They put a lot of good stuff. Excuse me. They put a lot of good stuff out, too. And that song didn't chart, but a good little group harmony sound by them. Rainy Days before that, that Acapulco Gold, 1967. Made it to number 70 on the charts. Group formed in Denver, Colorado. Kind of had that new vaudeville group sound. What was it? Winchester Cathedral? Kind of that kind of bouncy little song there. But anyway, good sound by them. Rainy Days. Okay, Johnny Burnett going to get us started with one of his solo hits he did. Ray Charles, a little LP cut I came across, and I liked it. I've always enjoyed it. And then The Impressions. So let's go right now with Johnny Burnett, one of his hits as a solo artist, Dreaming.
Dreaming, I'm always dreaming, dreaming, love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching, hoping someday I'll find someone to love me, someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming, dreaming till my dreaming comes true. Dreaming, I'm always dreaming, dreaming, love will be mine. Searching, I'm always searching, hoping someday I'll find someone to love me. Oh, someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming, dreaming till my dreaming comes true.
Promised me love that would never die. That promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone, all alone I'll pine for all that I've got is a worried mind. Thank you. was down. You just left me there. I needed you so. But you didn't care. You found a new love and a home so fine. But all that I've got is a worry.
Talk about my baby,
yeah, yeah,
with her pretty smile,
yeah, yeah.
She's about to drive me crazy,
yeah, yeah.
Makes my heart beat wild. So everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Talk about my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
She does the walk real nice.
Yeah, yeah. There's no questions about maybe. For her, I'd make any sacrifice. So everybody say, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She walks that walk, I can't help but feel that she's for real. And when she talks that talk, I can't quite explain just how I feel. Talking about my baby.
I wanna talk about my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
To me she's everything.
Yeah, yeah. She might fuss and call you lazy, but to her I'm still the king. So everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody say yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Impressions, Talking About My Baby, 1964, went up to number 12 on the charts. Group that was led, one of the biggest leaders by him was Curtis Mayfield, who went on to have a great solo career as well. A group that was also put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991, The Impressions. Before that, LP cut by Ray Charles, Worried Mind. That came off the LP he did called Modern Sounds on Country Western Music. And quite a few hits came off there. I don't know that this record made the flip side of anything. I'm not that familiar with it. I just knew it was on this LP, and I've always enjoyed that song. It was, now, Worried Mind was put out by Ray Anthony as an instrumental in 1962, went up to number 74 on the charts. And good sound by him, too. But this is Ray Charles, LP cut. Johnny Burnett, before that, Dreaming. This is his first hit as a solo artist, 1960. Went up to number 11 on the pop charts, and he'd have quite a good career after that. Came out of Memphis, Tennessee, and with his brother Dorsey and a guy named Paul Burleson, a guitar player, they formed the Johnny Burnett Trio. And boy, they were instrumental in doing the early rockabilly sound. And none of their records charted, but boy, the collectors want them now. So. Good sound by him, though, here, Dreaming, Johnny Burnett. Okay, we got Little Richard going to get us started, then Brenda Lee, and then the Jive Tones. So let's go right now, Little Richard doing Little Richard Boogie.
Little got me crying, crying again. When will you let this heartache in? Emotion, you get me upset. Why make me remember what I wanna forget? I've been lonely, lonely.
Jive Tones, 1958. It didn't chart, but a little fun song there. That came out on the APT label. If you're looking for it, that's record number 25020, APT. It was an offset of the ABC, Paramount record label, but they did one called APT. So anyway, Jive Tones, 1958, Ding Ding Dong. Brenda Lee before that, Emotions, 1960, went up to number 7 on the charts for her. And she had her first hit at age 12. And I was fortunate enough to see her. I bet it's been 12 years ago or more now, but really did a good concert, sang all her good hits. So really enjoyed meeting her. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002, and she was inducted into the Country Western Hall of Fame in 1997, and she's also in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. So she's got well-known and lots of good hits and all kind of music. Great voice, Brenda Lee. Little Richard before that, the Little Richard Boogie, 1953, a song that didn't chart, but came out on the Peacock label. If you can come across it, it books around close to $100 if it's in really, really good shape, but maybe you can get it for less if you're looking for his stuff before he really hit the big time and did all his big hits. But he was a Hall of Fame inductee in 1986. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Four Knights going to get us started. Then Carl Dopkins Jr. is going to be our double play of the day. And you might say, who? Well, he had a good hit. I'm going to play his hit. He had a couple others along the way, too. But this is the one that really stands out to me. But he really had a good voice, and I'll play a couple by him today. Carl Dopkins Jr. Okay, let's go right now with the Four Knights and Oh, Falling Star.
But I'm alone. Lovers walk hand in hand past me on. None for my own. Oh, falling star,
falling star,
hear me and be kind. Please send someone to this heart of mine. Oh, 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 falling star,
falling star,
hear me and be kind. Please, please, please send someone to this heart of mine.
Oh, falling star.
Don't believe all those lies, darling, just believe your eyes and look, look. My heart is an open book. I love nobody but you. Look, look. My heart is an open book. My love is honest and true. Some jealous so and so wants us to part. That's why he's telling you that I've got a cheating heart. Don't believe all those lies, darling, just believe your eyes and look, look. My heart is an open book. I love nobody but you. Some jealous so and so wants us to part. That's why he's telling you that I've got a cheating heart. Don't believe all those lies, darling, just believe your eyes. And look, look, my heart is an open book. I love nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody but you.
Carl Dopkins Jr., 1959, his version of A Fool Such As I. You might remember that song. Elvis did that one and did a good job. But I like this version here by Carl Dopkins Jr. also. And didn't chart, but a good sound by him. He is our double play of the day. And before that, we played his highest charted record, My Heart is an Open Book, Carl Dopkins Jr., 1959. Went to number 3 on the pop charts that year. Number 11 on the R&B charts, a guy that came out of Cincinnati. And that song, by the way, My Heart is an Open Book, was co-written by Hal David. And you might remember him. He hooked up with Burt Bacharach, and they had hit after hit. And in the mid-60s on into the 70s, and just good sound by them. And Carl Dopkins Jr. is a member of the Rockabilly Hall of Fame and had a total of 4 hits that made the pop charts. So, okay, it's almost time to go. Oh, I'm sorry. We also played, we got the 4 nights before that, O Fallen Star, 1959, went to number 83 for them, a group that came out of North Carolina. And between 1955 and 1957, they backed Nat King Cole on 3 hits that he had. So somebody knew him, and they brought him in and did some good backing for Nat King Cole. Okay, we'll have to go, and we're going to try to get 2 more in here. We got Bobby Bland going to get us started, then the moon glows. So here we go right now, I'm Bobby Bland, and Don't Cry No More.
Don't cry no more, wipe away your tears. Don't cry no more, baby, wipe away your tears. And I know that your love is real. Don't cry, I'm begging you. Don't cry no more, baby, I'm begging you. Every till you share. Tell me that your love is true.
Sounds of the Moon Glows, Please Send Me Someone to Love, 1957, number 73 on the pop charts, but number 5 on the R&B charts. And that song was written and recorded earlier by Percy Mayfield. I mentioned Curtis Mayfield earlier with the Impressions, and best of my knowledge, what I've read and looked, they're no relation, Curtis and Percy, but both of them had a great career. But anyway, he wrote and recorded that song. But this is the Moonglows version from 1957, a group that was put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. All right, before that, Don't Cry No More, Bobby Bland, 1961, number 71 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts, a guy that came out of Tennessee. And he also was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted in 1992. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening to the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week out of Birmingham, Alabama, sponsored by the Birmingham Record Collectors. So, And we're going to get out of here. We always play an instrumental song. We got one today. A song that came out in 1963. A group from California. Went up to number 87 on the pop charts. It's a group called the Rumblers. And the song, the name of the song is Boss. So, hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.